Good morning. My guests this morning are Sarah Salisbury, the director of the Occidental Community Choir. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Roland.
So, The Great Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's a provocative way to start an interview.
Yeah.
What is The Great Wheel?
Well, it's our spring theme, and it's just, you know, we always try to come up with sort of a through line of a idea that binds the songs together and creates kind of a narrative arc. And I just really liked The Great Wheel because so much, you know, you can just do so much with the idea of the wheel, you know, from things that roll on wheels to the cycles of the seasons to the movement of the planets everything, you know, that rotates on an axis kind of falls under that rubric. And it gave us a lot of room to play around with songs and create a really interesting concert that I'm excited about.
The concerts are May 5th and 6th. 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yes. So coming right up the first 2 weekends of May, and most of them are out at the Occidental Center for the Arts, which I'm always happy to bang the drum for. I love our little art center.
Oh, sure.
It's a great place to hear music.
It is. It's fantastic.
It's a gem.
And you know, it's getting so, every time I interview someone who is performing at the Occidental Center for the Arts, they talk about the acoustics.
Yeah.
And how wonderful they
are. The acoustics are exceptional as a performer and as an audience member. You know, it's intimate and warm, but it's also a big enough venue so that you can, you know, really get, we get nice crowds in there. So you have this sort of esprit de crowd, esprit de corps.
Yes, right.
Yeah, I love that spot. And then our final concert on Mother's Day is at the Glazer Center. It's a matinee on Mother's Day in another wonderful venue, the Glazer Center in Santa Rosa. We've kind of dialed in our venues. We're very happy with the two.
Well, let's talk mainly about the 5th and 6th, because then you'll have to come back.
Oh, always happy to do that. So, yeah, that's Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 8 and Sunday matinee. And, you know, we've got a guest artist coming that first weekend, Bonnie Brooks, who's just a brilliant mezzo-soprano who just will sing the roof off the place.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's sitting in with us on a couple of songs, including Spinning Wheel, that old Blood, Sweat, and Tears song.
Yeah.
What goes up must come down.
Right.
So that's going to be kind of a barn burner. And then, you know, just the usual eclectic mix of original music from the choir and then some cover songs like Spinning Wheel and Blue Green Hills of Earth by Paul Winter Consort. And, you know, we just try to mix it up and throw in something for everybody. And I'm really proud of this concert. The choir's been, we've worked through a hard year with the fires and with everything else that's going on. And everybody's just bringing their best, you know, to bear. And I feel very proud of the work they've done.
How large is the choir now?
We are humming along at 43 members.
That's nice.
So it's vacillated. We've lost some people and gained some people over the course of the year. But it's a good size. You get a nice big sound with that many people.
But you have some people, I'll bet, that have been there since the year one.
Yes, fewer and fewer.
Right.
But my dad, Steve Fowler, Diane Masura, a couple more, but just a handful now. But a lot of people from the, you know, the first decade. But most of, vast majority of the people in the choir now have joined in the last 10 years. So a lot of fresh blood, a lot of young people, new energy. So it's kind of a nice balance of the ancestral memory and the new blood.
Well, what about your own participation? What does being in the choir do for you?
Yeah, aside from making me kind of feel old, because I've been in it from the beginning, too.
Yeah.
Talk about the Great Wheel. You know, I was the director for 4 years after singing in the choir for a million years, and then I took a 4-year hiatus, and I'm back this year, and it feels like a real, you know, well, more of like a labyrinth than a wheel, you know, kind of coming back around, circling around to the same place, but a little closer to the heart of things. And it's been a really good year.
Let's tell people that The Great Wheel comes to the Occidental Community Center on May 5th and 6th. For tickets and information, go to www.occidentalchoir.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.